This is Ballarat Today for Ballarat Volkswagen and Ryan's IGA. More Ballarat. 3BA 102.3.
One of the regulars that Brett has on, Jerome Nugent Smith. Jerome's back in the studio. I've heard about this, Jerome, over the last few months. This fictitious 3BA in financial investment.
That's right. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, listeners. We set up the fund about a couple of months ago, with initially $100,000 investment, all put into stocks and no cash. And 2 months later, happy to report that the fund is standing at just shy of $500,000.
How much did originally go in? $100,000?
$100,000.
And?
With what we did was we put selected 10 stocks, $10,000 each. So it made up $100,000. And then over that period of time, moved from trading the stock. So in the past couple of months, we've traded about 76 times on the ASX. That's buying and selling stocks.
Right.
Normally on a daily basis, in and out, take the cash, run. So don't set and forget. It's a completely different type of strategy to most people with their superannuation funds, but we just want to give it a go and see how it would pan out. So fortunately, it's good news, and I think that seeing as Brett's not here, I think he might have scarpled with half a million bucks and something.
Having a holiday on the other side. Well, he can't really go on the other side of the world at the moment. But
he's up at PD, isn't he?
I don't know where he is. But one thing is, though, we must say again, this is a fictitious investment. So obviously, if you want advice on any financial investment, see your financial guru. But just quickly, before we look at maybe some stocks, how you work, when you say you buy and sell, it's not set and forget. You don't hold on to them. You jump online and look for things that you think are worth buying and selling.
Absolutely. It's on a daily basis. I start work probably 7:30, 7:45, finish about midday, and most of the times I'm in and out at that particular time. I might be in and out in 20 minutes, might be an hour, might be 2 hours. Very rarely do I hold on till the afternoon. So it's basically highly active trading. I'm looking for stocks where there might be a takeover or they're announcing gold or metal drill results, assay results, anything that's active on the day.
Yep. And do you find that when there's a big announcement, it does go up and then drops? You've got to obviously buy and sell at the right time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's one stock that that was part of the original investment portfolio, company called Renascor, which is RNU. And we bought that fictitiously in late February for 6 cents. Six cents.
Yep.
And sold at 15 and it's now 8.
Wow.
So we made 150% profit on that in 2.5 weeks. Then we put that money in that generated $25,000 plus, you know, including the $10,000. And then we put that in. There was a takeover offer by the world's largest private equity fund, Blackmores, for Crown Resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And that went up 20% in the one day. So that's the sort of activities that the fund is involved in. And so far, I mean, there's been some, not so much losses, but situations where, the stock that I've picked and so on, we haven't been able to get set in the particular day. So I might, trade 2 to 3 stocks a day, no more than 3, but generally about 2 stocks a day.
Okay. I'm talking to Jerome Nugent-Smith with this fictitious fund that 3BA is looking at, and at the moment it's the investment's going really well. Yeah, on Crown Resorts, I know they had that, Royal Commission talk about there was a finding that was handed down last... No, there was a big fine they got, wasn't it, last week in the news? Does that affect share prices, things like that?
Well, it should, but it doesn't as far as Crown Resorts is concerned. I mean, Crown Resorts is one of these very, very interesting cases. I mean, it's sort of reality TV on the stock market. It's got everything. It's got politicians from the Prime Minister to the Treasurer to the Attorney General. It's got The involvement of Xi Jinping, the president of China. It's got the regulators, all the regulators. It's got multi-millionaires or billionaires with James Packer and so on. It's got three. Currently, it's got two royal commissions that are currently underway, and it had the one in Sydney that concluded. The fine that you're referring to was what was the maximum fine that the Victorian regulator could impose on Crown for its dealings with alleged crime syndicates, the triads in China.
Yep.
When Crown, Crown's one of Crown's resort's major revenue streams is the high net worth whales, Chinese gamblers, and so on, and they're doing it on the basis of providing credit to those people, and obviously. Being a casino, the house wins and the gamblers lose, and so Crown has got to get its debt collection from the people in China. And one of the interesting things about this is that collecting debts from Chinese gamblers in China is illegal. It's officially illegal. So somebody comes out here and gambles on the casino, whether it's Crown or Star or any of the casinos and so on, if they go back to China, it's illegal for that business, Crown or Star or whoever it is, to actually go to China and try and collect the debts.
Okay.
That's another few years ago, there were 17 Crown executives that actually were jailed.
Yes.
Spent time in China. So yeah. This is, to answer your question, while you've got all this going on, the market doesn't seem to care. In fact, nobody seems to care. It's got everything. It's better than reality TV. So any of the people out there that are looking for a stock that's interesting and so on. So while it should go down in terms of all the investigations and so on that are going on, Dave, that in fact. It's still holding up exceptionally well.
Well, you've got a couple of lessons here, and obviously it's not for every share, and superannuation's a totally different thing, but your lesson is don't do a set and forget. You reckon you should be active with if you've got shares.
Well, that's my philosophy, and I think that, people are now starting to be very, very wary because the stock market's at record highs. We've got the federal budget coming down, Tuesday next week, and obviously, there's going to be, billions of dollars, filtering out into the community and so on. And you've got a housing bubble, you've got the stock market bubble. The question that I ask myself every day is when are the bubbles going to burst and so on, and particularly with the ASX. To me, this is a strategy that I think it's working well, even though it's fictitious. It's something that that I certainly sort of adhere to, and I think it's important that people look at and evaluate their superannuation funds on a regular basis, and maybe this will stimulate people out there to sort of have a look and say, well, how are we doing? For example. In the last 12 months, 8 out of the 10 IPOs, initial public offerings, their current share price is less than their issue price. And these are the types of fund investment opportunities that the major superannuation funds are putting their money into. So people have lost their shirts, their skirts and whatever else on, the so-called blue chip investments and so on. So I'm down at the other end of the market and so on, trading in the 1,500 odd stocks, not in the top, 500 stocks and so on. Very rarely. Crown was an exception on that. So it's, in a way, it's, mainly the penny dreadfuls, stuff that's in and out in a day, and the price goes up anything from 200% to 300% in a day.
Okay. Well, we'll catch you again on Brett Show. Is there anything else you wanted to add in this week's lesson?
Well, the two lessons that I've learned, and in fact, the set and forget lesson was one that Brett actually coined that particular phrase.
Okay.
But the other one, which I found really interesting, the second lesson I've learned is basically take the money and run. Whether you go to Port Douglas and join Brett at Celsa, or whether you go whatever you do into gold bars or silver bars and so on. It, the market is very volatile and there are opportunities there and over and above the blue stocks and so on. But, it's challenging. I'm certainly enjoying it, Dave.
Okay. Well, we'll get an update. How often do you pop up on Brett's show? Is it once every couple of weeks?
Once every 4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, 4 weeks. Okay, yeah. That's quick.
So we'll see how the $480,000-odd, what happens in the next month.
And whether Brett steals it while he's on holidays.
Yeah. Whether he comes back, that'll be the true test of what's going on.
He'll be back in a week's time. Thanks, Jerome, for coming in again.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dave.
As we said, if you want, as this is a fictitious strategy that we've got with the 3BA investment, and obviously if you do want financial advice, see your financial investor.